There's no God like Jehovah. 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 There's no God like Jehovah.
There's no God like
Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
There's no God
like Jehovah.
He's greater than Buddha.
There's no God like Jehovah.
He's greater than Allah. He's greater than Muhammad. He declares a thing, and it comes to pass. There's no God.
There's no God.
Comes. If you receive that for yourself and for your family,
hallelujah,
just give this great God a clap offering. Give him a wave offering. Just talk to him. Just say, Father God, I thank you. All glory, all honor be unto your name, magnificent God. You are Alpha and you are our Kosong Toyi Baba. When you don't have anything else to say, just say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to just say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For keeping me, keeping my family. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That I'm alive, that I'm not dead. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For the salvation of the Lord upon my life. Victory in you, God. Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, just say thank you. Salvation says,
thank you, Lord.
I just need you to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
been good to your family.
Thank you,
if you don't
Lord.
Have nothing to say, just say, Father God, I thank you, Lord.
Thank
hey, I'm not in the hospital. I'm alive, oh
Lord.
God. I am standing, oh God. I'm not sick,
thank
oh God.
You,
and my family is great. My children are great.
Thank
my husband
you,
is great.
Lord.
What is it that God has done for you? Greater. Before we go into the word, I need you just to think about the song. You're going to prophesy into your life, prophesy into your own situation, prophesy into your family. Just say, I hear greater. Pastor will always say, this cannot be the most that God has for us. God's definitely taking us more. So just tell your neighbor, I hear greater. Mommy, oh, I hear greater. Just tell your neighbor, I hear greater. Better days ahead. I'm living in the promise of God. A new day is here. I have a fresh expectation. Better days ahead. I'm living in the promise of God. A new day is here. I have a fresh expectation. Got a new perspective, loud and clear. I'm not moved by what I see, only what I hear. I hear greater, greater, greater for my life. I hear greater, greater, greater for my life. Better day.
Better days ahead. I'm living in the promise of God. A new day is here. I have a fresh expectation.
Better days.
Better days ahead. I'm living in the promise of God. A new day is here. I have a fresh expectation.
Got a new.
Got a new perspective, loud and clear. I'm not moved by what I see, only what I hear.
Only what I hear.
I hear greater,
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 greater for my life. I hear greater,
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 greater for my life. Greater,
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 greater for my life. I hear greater,
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 greater
for my life.
God's word is true, and it will last.
Yeah.
If he said it, it's coming to pass.
Greater,
greater,
greater.
greater for my life.
I hear greater,
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 greater for my life. I hear greater, greater, greater for my life. I hear greater, greater, greater. Everybody one more time. I hear
greater,
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 greater for my life.
I hear greater,
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 greater
for my life.
I hear greater,
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 greater, greater
for my
Your name is higher.
Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher than any other. Your name is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your name is higher than any other name. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord.
Let's turn that into worship, into a prayer now. Let's magnify his name. The Bible tells us all powers on earth, in heaven, has been given to Jesus. That at the mention of his name, every other name must bow. Beloved, let's go ahead and worship him. Let's worship him. A wise one said, if we worship God, if we praise Jesus, if we lift him higher, every other thing in our life must bow. Let's go ahead and just bless his holy name. Let's magnify him. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. Lord Jesus, we magnify you. Lord Jesus, we bless your name. Lord Jesus, we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Indeed, Lord Jesus, your name is higher than every other name. Blessed be your name forevermore. Blessed be your name forevermore. Your name is higher, higher, higher than even our situations and circumstances, even our challenges, even our bodies. They are way, way beneath you. Lord Jesus, we bless you. Lord Jesus, we worship you. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallowed be your holy name forevermore. Be thou exalted. Yes, Lord. Your name is higher, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. Be thou exalted forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, you heard our confession this morning. Indeed, your name is higher than any other name, whether in the heavens, on the earth, underneath the earth, even all through the ages. The assurance we have this morning, Lord Jesus, is that at the mention of your name, every other name must bow. Situations in our life, oh God, they must bow. They don't have a choice. And so we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We have come to meet with you, Lord Jesus. Your word tells us that you have not asked the house of Jacob to seek you in vain. Even as we have come this day, Lord Jesus, we ask for every one of us, man, woman, boy, girl, old, young, please meet us even at the point of our needs and beyond, in Jesus' name. Glorify yourself in our midst today, O God. Daddy, you know, mere mortal, filthy lips, that's who I am. But I am banking on you and you alone. So I hide myself behind the cross of Calvary, Lord Jesus. I ask that your people will not see me. They will not hear me. Rather, oh God, they will hear you and you alone, oh God. Father, I ask, oh God, everything of flesh in me, every self, please take away. May your name be seen. May your name be glorified, even today in Jesus' name. Daddy, I thank you. I bless your name. I lay myself on your altar of sacrifice that, oh God, you will have your way today. Every contrary power, they must be silenced and they must bow now in Jesus' name. Your people will not, oh God, have come here in vain. We thank you, Daddy. We bless your name forevermore. We give you glory. We give you honor. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Choir, thank you. Please, let's clap our hands together for our choir. We are all welcome to Cantalabano for the year. Praise the Lord. And for those who do not know, Cantalabano is a word that means, well, it has different meanings anyway. It could mean to lay hold on. It could also mean to perceive. It could mean to overtake. Praise the Lord. It could also mean to obtain, to retain. Praise the Lord. And so for different contexts, you can pick the meaning you want. And for today's study, I have been asked to use Amos 9, 11 to 15 as our test. Praise the Lord. And so quickly, let's turn our Bibles to Amos 9, 11 to 15. Book of Amos 9, 11 to 15. In that day, I will raise up the tabernacles of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom, and of all the hidden, which are called by my name, saith the Lord that doeth this. 13. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes, him that soweth seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities, and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards, and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens, and eat the fruit of them. 15, the last. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. Praise the Lord. Now that is the reading of God's word for today. Now we must understand where this message is coming from. Because in Amos 1 verse 2, judgment had been pronounced against these same people. Praise the Lord. Now, who are these people? If we go back to Deuteronomy 14, verse 2, God had called them his chosen people. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 14, verse 2, please. God had called them his holy people, descendants of Abraham, his chosen people, holy people, peculiar people. Now, these same people in Amos 1, verse 2, God has decided to punish them. And so, what we are finding from Prophet Amos, from our text this morning, is a message of hope, a message of restoration. Praise the Lord. Now, to restore actually means to put back to its previous state. We know that, right? To return back to what it ought to be. Now, we also know only the Maker, or someone who has been taught by the Maker, will be able to restore a thing or situation or person to its original state, right? Praise the Lord. And thank God we have our God who is the master creator. He's the master builder. He was the one who had the covenant with Abraham at first and said, your descendants will be unto me a holy people, peculiar people, chosen people, holy nation, that even above all the nations of the earth, they will be unique, they will be special, they will be blessed. But because of sin, disobedience, carelessness, They fell away. Praise the Lord. But thank God we have God. Praise the Lord. We have God. And he is able to undo that which has occurred because he is the master creator. Now, 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9 calls us God's building. Praise the Lord. Let's turn there, please. We have time for that. Let's turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9. We are the product we're talking about here. We are God's building. He's our builder. He's the one who's created us. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Now the last part. Ye are God's building. Praise the Lord. So what are we saying? It doesn't matter how far away we have gone from God's original plan for us. Praise the Lord. Now it doesn't matter if we have not been able to achieve or to attain, or we are not working in God's plan for us. Praise the Lord. Our God is alive. Praise the Lord. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. He is more than able to restore us back to his original plan for us. He's a master builder. We know, you see, every master builder has a blueprint. I mean, no master builder just wakes up and goes ahead. You see, if you go through the Bible, we find out that for everyone, God has a plan. Even before we were conceived in our mother's womb. Praise the Lord. You see, we are not objects of accident, no. It doesn't matter what happened between our parents, no. God has a plan, has a blueprint for every one of us. Praise the Lord. We'll take a couple of examples from the Bible. A very popular one, Jeremiah 1, 4 to 5. Jeremiah 1, 4 to 5. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, that's before he was conceived, Jeremiah was conceived, I knew thee. And before that cameth forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Praise the Lord. So you see, he wasn't just, it's the same for every one of us. God had to tell him that because he doubted, he didn't believe he was going to be able to achieve God wanted him to do. Praise the Lord. So God has a blueprint for our lives. God has a blueprint for our lives. Ephesians 1, 3 to 5, we find the story of Paul. Paul saying, even before the foundations of the world, God had chosen us. Praise the Lord. You see, before he said, let there be light, before this, before he created, God has every single one of us. We have unique blueprints for our lives. Praise the Lord. And so, peradventure, it's not moving the way you want it. Or peradventure, it seems as if you've not been able to identify, locate, or return back to that original blueprint. There is hope today. Praise the Lord. Because that is what the message Amos tells the children of Israel. Yes, you've messed up before. The enemy has messed up with you. Don't worry. There is hope because restoration is coming. All they needed to do was to lay hold. I tried calling the word cantalabanod. Praise the Lord. They had to cantalabanod their God's plan for their lives. They had to lay hold. Yeah, they had to get it. They had to receive it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can also add Luke 1, 13 to 15. Luke 1, 13 to 15, we find also for John the Baptist. Before he was born, God had spoken to the Father. Praise the Lord. And this is. So, beloved, the point is this. Let's get this. God may not have spoken to any prophet concerning you. Praise the Lord. He may not have spoken to your father like he spoke to Zechariah as the father of John the Baptist. He may not have done that. But he has a blueprint for our lives. Praise the Lord. Our Bible is a place we need to go back to again. Now, you see, in the Bible, we find out that there's usually a hint. Trust me, growing up, God would have given you a hint of what he wants your life to be, of what he wants you to become. Praise the Lord. You may not have realized it then, or you may have realized it then, but you see, before delays start coming, before obstacles, the vicissitudes of life, those challenges, before they start coming up, God would have given you a hint of where you ought to be, of who you are to be, of what you are supposed to become. Praise the Lord. Because of time, we'll quickly look at three examples. Genesis 37, 5 to 11. Genesis 37, 5 to 11. We find the story of Joseph. Joseph the dreamer. Praise the Lord. Brother Joseph had two dreams. It was an indication of what he was going to be. He said it. He told his parents, his brothers, and their father, "This is my dream." They even gave him the interpretation. Praise the Lord. And then it would seem as if it wasn't going to happen. But in a strange way, in a way no one could have predicted. I mean, who would have been able to say that is how God was going to actualize the dreams of Joseph? When at long last they all came and bowed down before him. Praise the Lord. You see, so that was the hint. Even while he was still a little boy, challenges came, trials came. But still, beloved, it was achieved. It was realized. Because he didn't stray away from the maker of the blueprint, the one who created his life. He remains connected with him. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel 16:13, another example. God gave a hint to David. 1 Samuel 16:13. Let's turn there, please. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. You know how long it took David to become king? Remember, he was supposed to be king over Israel. Praise the Lord. First of all, he became king over Judah. It took him about 15 years to become king over Judah. Praise the Lord. And then it took him 7 more years after that 15 years to become king over a united Israel. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm not saying there will be delays. Praise the Lord. The point of this is God will give you a hint. Usually. But then trials may come. It may be through our own carelessness or foolishness or whatever. It may be through the actions of the enemy. Praise the Lord. It took David that long, but he had a hint already. Now that tells you there was a blueprint for his life. Praise the Lord. Just like Joseph and David, a blueprint was there made by the master builder. He had crafted it, prepared it already there. Praise the Lord. Galatians 1, 13 to 17. Galatians 1, 13 to 17. We'll just read verses 13 and 14. Let's see that, please. Galatians 1. "For ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion." This is who? Apostle Paul. "How that beyond measure, I persecuted the church of God and wasted it." Verse 14, please. "And profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers." Praise the Lord. We get the message there. See, among his people, he was so zealous. That was a hint, because you see, when he finally became an apostle, the same thing happened. He had performed even those who were with Jesus for 3 years. Praise the Lord. He only had one encounter. But you see, he had been given the hint. We find the hint there. The kind of life he would live. Praise the Lord. And see, that's why you see people who had been channeling that kind of zeal into the wrong thing. When they finally find their way to God, they are able to channel everything to the right path, to the right situation and circumstance. I pray God will help us all in Jesus' name. It doesn't matter how long ago God gave us the hint. It doesn't matter even if we do not remember what the hint may have been. We will pray shortly. We'll ask God to help us. Praise the Lord. We'll ask that he's the one who created the master plan for our lives. We'll ask that he please restore us. I know this is a SWAT weekend, but you see, for every one of us, We are all children before the Most High God. Praise the Lord. I've heard that the GO will say, well, I'm still a youth. And that the GO who is 70 plus will call himself a youth. Praise the Lord. And so, doesn't matter our age, please. The message is for every one of us today. The message is for every one of us. You know what I have here? It says, all three examples given above, they cantalabanoed their destiny. They laid hold. They got it. They received it. They overtook. They had to. Praise the Lord. They did. They didn't miss out. They had the master builder of their lives. God restored them to the original plan. In spite of those challenges, those hiccups, those delays they encountered, they never left the master builder out of the equation. Guess what? You know, they feared and obeyed the master builder of their lives. Praise the Lord. We'll look at three more examples, three other examples of those on the opposite side. Three, we'll look at Saul, Eli, and Samson. Praise the Lord. These are three persons too who blew their chances. They were unable to lay hold on that which God had shown them. In fact, they actually started operating in that destiny. They actually started operating according to the blueprint. Saul in 1 Samuel 15 verse 23. Saul in 1 Samuel 15 verse 23 lost it because of disobedience. He couldn't fulfill that. He couldn't retain that. He couldn't lay hold on what God had started in his life. Praise the Lord. Why? How did it happen? Disobedience. Praise the Lord. We're told, 1 Samuel 15, 23, for rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he had also rejected thee from being king. Praise the Lord. It was his fault. It wasn't some other person's. He opted to give in to pressure. You know, he told the man of Prophet Samuel, and the people wanted it. The people wanted to sacrifice. So peradventure, our case might be that of willful disobedience. Choosing rather to please men than to please God. Rather to please our bosses, our spouses, our parents, than please God. He's a merciful God. Praise the Lord. If you read further on that story of Saul, King Saul now, you know, when he was given the message, he wasn't concerned about what he had done. He was concerned about appearances. Prophet Samuel, please go with me so that the people will not know, so that they will think I'm still. He was just concerned about appearances. He didn't go before God with a contrite heart to say, God, I am sorry, have mercy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why did I say praise the Lord? Because we have the opportunity of going before him today. We have the opportunity now. When it's time for us to pray, we'll go and ask God, have mercy. Have I rejected your word in any way? Have I disobeyed you? Please have mercy. Let there be restoration back to the original plan, O God. In my life, every aspect of my life, oh God, please let there be restoration. The second example is Eli the priest. First Samuel 2:30 to 31. What was his offense? He refused to honor God. Praise the Lord. He didn't give God the honor that was due him. Listen to his story. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed, according to God's original plan for him and his family, that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. Praise the Lord. But now the Lord said, God can, because he's the Almighty God, he's the Most High. He can say, well, I'm not doing it the way I promised because you did this. And who can challenge him? Be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Praise the Lord. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thine house and the ham. I don't know in what way we may have been treating God lightly. In whatever way we have not honored him, we're not giving him the honor due his name. God will have mercy on us. Praise the Lord. And we'll turn a new leaf. Praise the Lord. And he will restore us back to his original plan for our lives in Jesus' name. And then finally, Samson. In Judges 16, 15 to 21, we don't have time, we won't read that. But let us take this lesson from the life of Samson. I say he was nothing but foolish. Praise the Lord. Yep, he was foolish. First of all, God said, don't marry strangers. Okay, now that was not enough. He got married to a stranger. Praise the Lord. He didn't stop there. The stranger he got married to, 3 times, she told him, tell me your secret. Wherein lies your power? Well, I would say wisely, he didn't tell her the correct thing. But on those occasions, he saw what would happen if he tells her the correct thing, right? And then foolishly, I just cannot explain that, how it happened. But he went ahead. After being cautious the first 3 occasions, he still went ahead and told her the very truth. And that is how he lost it. He became not just a slave. He became a prisoner. Praise the Lord. He became a prisoner. His eyes plucked out in a foreign land. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Every foolishness that we had hitherto been engaged in, God will take away from us for good in Jesus' name. Amen. Conclusion. Psalms 115 verse 3. Our God is in the heavens. He had done whatsoever he had pleased. Praise the Lord. Psalm 33, 8 to 9 tells us, let all the earth fear the Lord. Inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and he stood fast. Praise the Lord. Let's rise to our feet. We have only 3 minutes, 15 seconds left. We're going to start with the very first one. Say, God, please help me. Every trace of disobedience that I've done before, please have mercy. Have mercy, O God. Beloved, don't be silent. That's how Saul was silent and he lost it. Beloved, pray. Say, Father, please have mercy. May I not, O God, suffer the consequence of my disobedience anymore. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. In any way, O God, I have chosen, O God, to disobey you. Please have mercy. Have mercy on us, mighty God. Father, we know you are the Most High, the Almighty God. You do as it pleases you. Lord God, have mercy. Forgive us our sins, O God. Forgive our trespasses, O God. Do not hold our iniquity against us. That it, every single act of disobedience, that, oh God, that has affected your plan and purpose for our lives. As adults, marriage, youth, singles, Lord God, have mercy, forgive us. Baba, you said he who comes to you with a contrite heart, you will in no wise cast away. Lord God, we have come to you. We are sorry. Do have mercy upon us. Forgive us, oh God. We pray, oh God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And prayer number 2. From the life of Eli, we're going to say, Father, have mercy. If there is any way I have not shown you honor, if there is any way I have not respected you, anything that I may have done before or that I'm doing now, Lord God, that is spiteful of you, Daddy, please have mercy, forgive me. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we ask, oh God, for mercy again. Have we in any way, oh God, showed you, we not showed you enough honor? Certainly, I know, Daddy, we have. Please have mercy upon us. Forgive us, oh God. You said in your word, oh God, that you, those who honor you, you will honor. And those who despise you, you will lightly esteem. Father, may that not be our portion, oh God. May we not despise you. But Father, in any way we have despised you before now, we want to turn a new leaf. Lord God, help us. Help us, oh God. You can do it, Daddy. That is why we are crying today. Daddy, remember us and help us. Help us, oh God. Even as you forgive us, help us, oh God, to have a turnaround. Even in that, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And finally, we're going to pray, Lord God, every act of foolishness in my life, every attitude of foolishness, Daddy, take away from me. that he removed from me, oh God. May I not, oh God, be like Samson. May I not, oh God, exhibit foolishness anymore in every aspect of our lives. Lord God, help us, oh God. Let foolishness, oh God, be a thing of the past in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. Be thou exalted forevermore. Thank you, God, for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you glory. Father, we know even before the foundations of the world, you knew this day was going to come. Father, thank you the day has come. Thank you, Daddy, because we know it has not come in vain. Your original plan for this day. Father, we pray, we thank you because, oh God, we know it will be fulfilled in our lives in Jesus' name. We will not fall out of your plan for us, oh God, because that is why you brought this day, and that's why you've caused us to be here. In that full assurance, we give you thanks, we give you glory, we give you honor. Be thou exalted forevermore, O God. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah.